So thank you, Richard. Clearly the work is not done. I think Richard obviously now has to go back and film all the things that he photographed. He's discovering a new career as a filmmaker, and simultaneously wonderful to see how that building works, and very worrying to think what its fate might be. I want to welcome you back, those of you who were with us last night. Welcome you, those who weren't, for what's going to be an extremely dense day. I hope this view of bread hasn't made you too hungry, because we're going to listen and work solidly until 1 o'clock. I hope instead it's made you hungry for more, because we have a dense day of information with an extraordinary cast of experts, figures, people who are working on the terrain to try to figure out and to fight for the preservation of Moscow's extraordinary heritage. We heard from last night a set of the an overview of the problems and some of the key cases that we'll look at in more detail today from Natalie Dushkina, and she will in turn introduce this morning's session, so I won't dwindle any longer in my role as curator of architecture and design here to welcome you and to say what an extraordinary experience it has been to work closely with Richard Pear and with Jean-Louis Cohen, both to make the exhibition upstairs happen. I think it's both stunning and timely and important, and we talked about some of those reasons last night, so I won't repeat them again, but again, thanks to them for working with me on this and for also suggesting and helping make possible this symposium that brings together so many key actors. I want also just very rapidly to thank some of our leading sponsors for this. Of course, our partners, the Architectural League and the World Monuments Fund, for whom this also is an important contribution to their work at the Modern at Risk program, to the Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, major supporters of the exhibition and whose work we're going to learn more about today and are eager to hear about that. And we're really delighted to have been able to work with them and for them to have made this possible. Julie Rasmussen, and the Trust for Mutual Understanding, and also the Joseph and Florence A. Rubley, who came to our aid. All of them are listed at the bottom of your program. I want also to thank the my colleagues from the Department of Education, Wendy Woon, Meredith Reese, Amy Horshack, Laura Bales, who have helped us immensely in making this morning possible, and particularly for organizing the translation. So you should have all gotten little listeners if you want to listen, tune in to either Russian or English translation at any given moment. So without any further ado, welcome to MoMA. At 1, there's time for lunch, or there's also time to go up and see the exhibition if you haven't done so. Your little tags will let you into the museum. And I will turn it over to Natalia Dushkina.